I mentioned at the beginning that today's feast is one in honor of the dedication of the Church of St. Mary Major in Rome. This church was dedicated shortly after the Council of Ephesus. You might remember we talked a little bit about that on the Feast of St. Cyril that we had a few weeks ago. St. Cyril of Alexandria was one of the big theologians at the Council of Ephesus. And he was particularly known because he favored, as the whole church did up until that point, that Mary was rightly to be called Theotokos in Greek. In English, we would say the Mother of God, the God-bearer. Now, the church had always believed this from the beginning, but at the time of the Council of Ephesus, in Antioch, there arose a different idea under the leadership of the Bishop Nestorius, who thought that Mary should not be called the Mother of God. It was thought that if Mary was called Mother of God, well, would that mean that Mary was the origin of God, the way we would think of a mother giving birth to a child kind of being the origin of that child? So Nestorius said, no, Mary could not be the Mother of God. Rather, Mary is the Mother of Christ. She is Christotokos, the Christ-bearer, but not Theotokos, the God-bearer. The problem with this was that it seemed as though, well, if the child that Mary gave birth to was not God, does that mean Jesus was not God inside the womb of his mother? If Jesus, when he was born, was not God, who did Mary give birth to? And did Jesus become God later? And so we see right away that, as the case with all of our theology of Mary, it's really first and foremost centered on a theology of Jesus. The question of is Mary the Mother of God or not is primarily a question of who is Jesus? Can we say that Jesus was not God when he was born? And of course the answer is no. Therefore, Mary has to be Mother of God. I'm always amazed that sometimes the more theology we have, theologians can be dangerous people because we can tend to think too much about a problem. And sometimes the simple answer really is the best. And of course, the people at the time had no questions. Yes, of course, Mary is the Mother of God. But as the theologians got thinking a little bit too much about the problem, all of a sudden we come up with all kinds of things that just complicate the matter. It's simple enough to think Mary gave birth to Jesus. Jesus is God. Therefore, Mary is the Mother of God. How hard can that be? But we had to call an entire council of bishops together to debate this for many days. And after these great theologians got done arguing about this for days upon end, we hear this great retelling of the account from what the people were doing. They were assembled outside praying that the council would come to the right conclusion. And then St. Cyril relates to us the following account after they come out with the definition. He says, "From the first hours of the morning until evening, all the people of the city of Ephesus anxiously awaited the outcome. When it was known that the author of the blasphemies, Nestorius, had been deposed, all as one began to glorify God and acclaim the synod, since the enemy of the faith had fallen. On leaving the church where we were accompanied to our homes by torchlight, it was nighttime. The whole city was joyful and brilliantly lit up." We see the strong faith of the people. And that is often the case in our church. It is certainly given to the bishops to be the teaching authority of the church, but ultimately they don't teach anything new. The bishops are charged with handing on the faith that we have received, the faith that the people of the town of Ephesus in 431 knew well, a faith which we gather today to reaffirm. It is to this honor that the Church of St. Mary Major was built in Rome, the first church in honor of Mary under the title Mother of God. Interesting miracle in the dedication of that feast. Today's feast is also known as the Feast of Our Lady of the Snows, because when it was decided that a church would be built, it was unclear where it should be built, and it was revealed to a nobleman of the town who wanted to dedicate his entire estate to build this church in honor of the Mother of God. It was revealed to him in a dream that Mary told him that on the hill on which you will see snow fall tomorrow, that is where the church is to be built. Now, in case you hadn't noticed, today is August 5th. And if you've been to Rome in August, there's no snow. But despite the great heat, on the next morning, sure enough, there on the Esquiline Hill, there was snow. And so that is the place on which the Church of St. Mary Major was built, in honor of Mary, the Mother of God, Our Lady of the Snows. And we too today come, as the people of that church did, to Mary, our Mother. There in the church is a special icon dedicated to Mary, Salus Populi Romani, salvation of the people of Rome. Whenever the people of Rome were faced with a particular difficulty, they would come to that icon of Salus Populi Romani in that church of Mary Major, and many miracles would be granted. Healings would be given. The salvation of the city of Rome would indeed be granted through the intercession of Mary. So today we know that we have this powerful intercessor in Mary, the Mother of God. We pray that we might always come to her for her intercession, that she too might be not only Mother of God, but our Mother.